Good people, good people, good people, good people, good people, good people. What's up? This your boy, Player Fat, Mr. 1077, the CEO. I'm live and direct from Atherton up here by the school, right out of Glenwood, across from the graveyard. You know where I'm at. You know where I be. I just want to say, hey, man, happy Friday to everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's supposed to be freaking Friday, but, you know, it's also the Sabbath, so let's get the most size props and, let's worship and have a nice time tonight. Let's try to keep it player, not get into no dumb shit and do that backwards. You know what I'm saying? Let's not go out here and make no babies we don't want to take care of. But yeah, man, I ain't gonna take up too much time. I'm gonna get right into tonight's subject. Tonight's subject is, why don't we support each other? You know, that's something that's real near and dear to my heart. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've been the black sheep in my family for a long time. I've been the oddball, the different nigga, the nigga that had the different thoughts, the nigga that thought different, the nigga that did different, the nigga that dread different. Not on no freaky ass white boy shit, or not disrespect white people, but you know what I'm saying? You know how white cultures dress, you know what I mean? That punk rock shit. Oh, excuse me. But, just on some shit though, like my thoughts and my mind frame, and I was been proud of who I was and proud. You know what I'm saying? To be a black man or Israelite or whatever you want to call me. African American. That's all nigga to me. So anyway, and you know, that had caused a lot of rift between me and my family, me and my friend, niggas I grew up with. You know what I'm saying? I see niggas, you know what I'm saying, support other niggas who don't fuck with them and who really don't give two fucks about them and they won't fuck with me. And I used to have so much resentment about that shit. And then I started realizing that everybody go do that same shit. Niggas don't fuck with niggas, period. Niggas don't fuck with the niggas they should fuck with. They always fuck with the outside niggas, the niggas that don't mean no good. Because a lot of times you fuck with niggas that you know, niggas fuck over you and do all that old sucker-ass lame shit to you. And they put a soft-ass, goddamn, not a soft-ass, but they put a sour-ass taste in your mouth. And you don't want to fuck with niggas. So then you see a nigga who really doing something, you still got that sour-ass taste in your mouth, and you don't want to fuck with that nigga. You know what I'm saying? But you know, man, I just say, man, that like you can't entertain the negative bullshit, man. Like that shit sounds so simple, man, but really you just can't, man. Like motherfucker got that they gonna hate on you, man, whether you win or you losing, man. And it's just like, man, you could be selling dogs, man. Niggas, everybody in the hood love pit bulls. You can have the best pit bull in the hood, man. Nigga ain't gonna fuck with you, man, just cause it's you. But as soon as another nigga got some pit bull, they gonna fuck with him, but it ain't you though. And you can't take that shit personal. Nigga, you could be selling cars, nigga. Everybody, you could be getting the best deals with, but just because of you, nigga's not going to fuck with you because of you. You can't take that shit personal. See, you know what I'm saying? The whole point I'm trying to understand is, you know what I'm saying? You can't take shit personal when motherfuckers don't fuck it with you, man. You got to believe in you. You got to just keep pushing, keep striving, man, and doing what you do. And eventually, that shit going to break. That shit going to pop off. You know what I'm saying? If the niggas around you ain't motherfuckers supporting you, nigga, that don't mean goddamn... You know what I'm saying? That don't mean, you know what I'm saying, like, that shit ain't gonna never gonna break. That shit ain't gonna goddamn happen for you. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the end of the motherfucking day, shit. You ain't motherfucking girl don't support no motherfucking way. We black. Niggas been hating on niggas. Niggas been not supporting niggas. You know what I'm saying? You see it every day. You know what I'm saying? Niggas go to a black restaurant for the fuck shit. Go to a white restaurant and scared to say something to the motherfucking crackers. You know what I'm saying? The cracker treat them any kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we made motherfucking all these big ass goddamn restaurants downtown and shit. All these big ass, when I said we made Lenny. You know what I'm saying? We shit on Side of Cow. We shit on Stonecrest. You know what I'm saying? We go to that motherfucker, shoot that motherfucker, do all that fuck my shit. We don't go out that Lenny, do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? We'll support ourselves, man. Nigga put a business in the hood. Nigga going there robbing and shit, run his ass out the hood and shit. Let the goddamn Chinese, all the other motherfuckers come here. No disrespect. Run shit. Get motherfucker big ass houses and shit. Big business off of us and shit, man. But you know what I'm saying? You can let that shit affect you, or you can goddamn keep striving doing what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, man. That shit made me mad sometimes, man. But I ain't no hater, man, so I don't feel no tight way. I support Blackbeard. I support my friend. I support anybody doing anything, man. You know what I'm saying? If I don't support you, bro, you know why I don't support you, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas who know who don't do this tonight support, they know why. You know what I'm saying? It's this underlying shit. They don't cross nigga. This most suck ass lying shit to a nigga. And nigga didn't support him. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, every nigga will tell you, man, I'm always big up shouting out nigga who doing that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? But look. First commercial break coming up, man. We gotta, you know, step away. Gotta pay these bills. We'll be back, you know what I'm saying, in a few minutes. Player Fat. Yeah. We back, man. Had to step away for a minute. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? The subject for tonight is, man, why don't we support it? Why don't we support each other? You know what I'm saying? Like I was saying in the previous, you know what I'm saying, see me, man, you know, you can't really take that shit, you know what I'm saying, offensive. All thing you can do is try to make small strides in the shit, in the I don't know why I'm stuttering. All that you can do is to try your best support, you know what I'm saying, your friends, your family who trying to, you know what I'm saying, do their businesses and whatever. And you know what I'm saying? Black people, we do good work. We do have good products. We are knowledgeable, you know what I'm saying, because all knowledge comes from us. They're too deep. I ain't going to go there for y'all. But you know what I'm saying? So, you know, when you dealing with, you know what I'm saying, with us, you know what I'm saying, we got to build our own nation. We got to build our own self up. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Gucci straight. Louis straight. You know what I'm saying? Giselle straight. You know what I'm saying? Versace straight. All that shit player, but what a black luxury at? What a black luxury brand. You feel me? What a black luxury cars at? You know what I'm saying? You know, what do we got luxury? What do we got striving for? You know what I'm saying? Like, we bigger than LeBron. We bigger than Vic. You know what I'm saying? We bigger than Samuel. We bigger than Oprah. You know what I'm saying? What a something said. The reason why we ain't got no substance because we don't support each other. Moving forward, man, I just ask everybody, man, go out and support black business, man. I ain't on no racist shit. I ain't on no goddamn, you know what I'm saying? You know, I am pro-black. I ain't gonna front, you know what I'm saying? But we need to support each other, man. We gotta stop all that hating, all that fly-by-ass fuckboy sucker shit, all that backstabbing and backbiting and, you know what I'm saying? And then when somebody do come fuck with your man, spend some money with your man, get these folks good service, man. I know a couple partners, you know what I'm saying, who white cars, I don't fuck with them. I know a couple niggas don't have rest, I don't fuck with them. You gotta fuck with black folk, man. Only way we gonna get better, we gotta continuously to fuck with each other, man. You know what I'm saying? And you can't take shit personal when people ain't fucking with you. But you gotta keep that grind going. You gotta keep that hunger. You gotta keep painting that shit. You can't never give up on this shit we call life, man. You can't never give up, man. Never, ever give up. If that's your dream, go for that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man, you know, maybe one day again, man, a black man can be the richest man on earth, man. And he can bring up another black man to be rich. You know what I'm saying? Or it's like whatever you want to say. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I got a little story I'm gonna share with y'all right quick. Ain't gonna take too much of your time. But, you know, it is one particular situation where I know these two guys, right? One guy sold a car, other guy was looking for a car. I said, hey, man, you know, bruh sell a car, bro. What you fuck with him? I don't like that nigga. I said, why you don't like that nigga? I don't know, shot. I just like when that nigga said, look. I'm like, where that nigga look? I like, man, my home got down straight up, man. He doing good business, bro. I like, man, I quarterback the shit for you, you know what I'm saying? You know, I go holler at him, see what he can get for you, you know what I'm saying? Nah, bro, ain't spend no money with that nigga. I said, he ain't spend no money with that nigga. Nah, man, fuck that nigga. I said, all right, bro, that was up. Cool. So I see nigga a few weeks later. I like, damn, bro, where you get the little shit y'all at, man? Where you get the little whip from? Oh, I had one out there fuck with goddamn let's say Carrie Paul, that ain't a real name. I don't get them white folk no free pub and shit. Anyway, he went out there fuck with them white folk. You know what I'm saying? Got taxed. You know what I'm saying? He went out there and paid, you know what I'm saying, $10,000 more for some shit he could have cashed out for. You know what I'm saying? Just cause he didn't wanna see a partner with no money. He wants something he grew up with no money. Then how deep this shit go, man. Then how deep this shit go. Nigga put himself in $10,000 more debt because nigga don't support each other, man. Come on, man. We got to start that shit, bro. We got to shake that shit, man. I don't give a fuck about, nigga, how big your house is, nigga. I don't give a fuck how shiny your car is, nigga. If you ain't got no motherfucking niggas eating with you, that shit don't mean nothing, nigga. Because get what, nigga? If this shit pop out, man, the fuck come take all that shit, man. You look at other countries, man. You know what I'm saying? All that shit bagged up by motherfucking guns and bullets, nigga. I mean soldiers, nigga. You can have all the money you want, nigga. You can be the richest nigga on earth, nigga. But if you ain't got no souls, man, they gonna take that shit, man. Me, I'm not talking about soldiers, little shit. What I'm talking about, like, people have, Bill Gates got soldiers. He got his brand, got his company. He got people behind him. He got bring up. Bill Adam made 30 people billionaires. Let that sink in. But shit, it's in a segment too, man. Y'all keep us tuned, man. They play a fact. Yup. What's up, man? Final segment for the night. You know what I'm saying? Why don't we support each other? You know, I'm not going to talk y'all head. I know everybody trying to get ready for the club tonight, do what they do when they do what they do. But I just want, you know what I'm saying, get the rest of this shit out of my mind so I can go out there and get myself together too. You feel me? But yeah, man, you know, so at the end of the day, man, you know, we got to teach our kids, man, and these young niggas and these young sisters, man, how to be different than us, how to change this shit, man. I believe it can happen. And I don't know if we're going to have them do voting or march and all that. I don't believe we're going to have them do that. I think it's going to happen in these grassroots. I think it's going to happen as a culture, as a people. We got to want this. The same way, you know what I'm saying, we were tired of certain situations and we changed that shit through our history. You know what I'm saying? We got to change that shit. We don't try immigration. We don't try marching. We don't try preaching. We don't try pimping. We don't try rapping. We don't try doing all this shit. And we still getting disrespected. Only thing we can do is stick together, man, support each other, man. You know, I don't know what's up with this nigga hate nigga shit, but I ain't with that nigga hate nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? I love my black people. You know what I'm saying? I love white people. I love AIDS people. I love amigo people. I love all people. But at the end of the day, I can't help nobody if I ain't got my shit together. So when I'm talking about my people, our people, we got to get together. We got to stand strong. You know what I'm saying? Our kids in danger. Our women in danger. Our men in danger. Our communities in danger. You know what I'm saying? You know, the gap is getting wider. It might seem like it's getting better, but the gap is getting wider. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact that, you know, when you look at them Fortune 500, the top 500 countries in America, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm gonna say, it's a few of us on now. But how many of us could be on there? We would support, you know what I'm saying? We gotta start preaching this old slave master mentality to our kid, man. Fuck being a worker, man. Let's start being some motherfucker owners. You know what I'm saying? You can't get no men. You can't be no men that working for another nigga unless you shoot hoop, playing basketball, goddamn playing golf. You know what I'm saying? Some most, you know, acting. You know what I'm saying? In business, in order to be a motherfucking millionaire, man, you have to be a boss. And I ain't talking about no yes sir boss type shit. I'm talking about you have to be a creator of something. You have to be a valuable asset to become a millionaire. I think we need to start teaching our kids to be millionaires and billionaires and to be owners and stop being workers, this worker mentality. That's why we ain't getting no fucking well. And I want y'all to enjoy y'all night. Happy Friday. You know what I'm saying? Shalom to everybody, man. Happy Sabbath. See you when I see you. And always remember, man, it's 107 to the death of me.